Okay, we're beginning Daf Tes, five lines up from the top. Says the quote from the Mishnah, "Udeim arvin simcha b'simchum nolan." So, where's the source for this halacha that we don't mix simchas together, we don't have them overlapped? You see, the pasuk says this is talking about Shlomo Hamelech. V'yas Shlomo be'es hahi es hachag v'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol milvo chamas ad nachal Mitzrayim lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. Shivas yomim v'shivas yomim arba'a asur yom. So Shlomo HaMelech made this tremendous feast, and everybody came. There was a big congregation came, and it was 7 days and 7 days, a total of 14. That's in Melachim Aleph Perches, Pasuk Samach Hey. So as more like this. Ve'im isid ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, and if it would be that you're allowed to mix one simcha with another one, so iboile lemintar adachag. He should have waited until Sukkos, and that would have been the second set. Uma'abed shiva lahacha lahacha. He would have made seven for this and for that. In other words, for both for the Chanukas of the Beis Hamikdash and also for Sukkos together. So you see from the fact that he didn't do so, that's the source for the concept of ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. So we're asked, 1 minute. Dilma maybe mintar lo natrinun. Maybe you're not allowed to delay a Chasana to be on Yantav, just like Shlomo didn't delay the dedication of the Beis Hamikdash, right? Hey Chadei Israme Avdina, but when it came out that way, okay, so then you could do it, you could overlap it. I mean, you couldn't do this lechatchila that way, but okay, so that's the Metzius is. It's interesting. The Achronim bring from here. Shal always comes up about delaying a siyum either for Erev Pesach or during the 9 days. So it sounds like this is one of the Gemara's bring in the whole discussion about delaying it. So iboile lishiuri purta. So the Gemara says, you know what? If it would have been allowed to, then Shlomo should have left off like a little bit, a purta, a small amount of the Beis Hamikdash should have been unfinished, right, until Sukkos comes, and therefore you could have had a joint simcha, both for the Chanukas HaBeis Hamikdash and for Sukkos. Gemara says, Shiure binyan Beis Hamikdash lo mashrinan. No, you're not allowed to leave over just a little piece of the binyan, the Beis Hamikdash. There's a medrash that says on the pasuk we say in Tehillim, "Evan Masva Boinim Haisa LeRosh Pina," that there was a particular stone that the builders despised. That became the Rosh Pina. There was a particular stone. It was a little bit out of shape. It didn't seem to fit with the rest of them. So they put it off to the side. And when the entire structure of the Beis Hamikdash was built, there was one small puzzle piece missing. And they said, "Oh, that's the stone that we didn't do." Evan Masva Boinim. It became the head, the top of it. So the Mefarshim explained on that medrash, so to the Klal Yisrael, it seems like we're being rejected, we're pushed to the side, no one wants anything to do with us, but at the end, when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, we'll see that we are Rosh Pina, we're the head, we're the top, we're the finishing touches. So the Gemara discusses over here though, Iboile l'shayure ba'ama kal yo'orev. They put these like little spiked tops on the roof of the Beis Hamikdash that the ravens wouldn't come and perch there, because you got to think about it. This is a type of bird. It's a bird of prey, right? And there's a smell of the korbanos. This is the meat is there. So even though it's not considered necessarily part of the binyan itself, so you would have been allowed to delay that part of it, and then Shlomo could have put it all together. So the Gemara rejects and says like that. Ama kalya oriv tzorich binyan habayisu. No, that cubit, that ama, like an ama is, in those days they didn't have measuring, like rulers like we do, so they used parts of the body. So an ama is from your elbow to the length of your middle finger. Poskim varies somewhere between, 18 and 24 inches, maybe 22.4, depending on who you follow. But that's that part of it, that ama, that space wide was there too. That's also a chelik of it, so therefore it was not allowed to be delayed, the building. Ella, midiyem, yat ukro. The raya is not from this case, it's from the pasuk. It says, michti ksiv, it says like this. Arba'a asar yom. At the end of the whole pasuk, which we just quoted, it says 14 days. Shivas yomim, shivas yomim lamali. What do you need to tell me 7 days and 7 days? I know the math. 7 plus 7 is 14, right? So put it all there. Put it all, you know, we could figure it out. You could just tell me. So Shema Amino, you see from there, Hani Lechud, Vahani Lechud. Therefore, it had to be the 7 days by itself, and the other 7 days had to be by themselves. From the fact that it had to do them separately, you see that it must be Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Okay, so now, since we're continuing discussion about what happened when Shlomo HaMelech was bringing the Beis HaMikdash, was mechanech it, so a Gemara that we'll continue, says like this, Omer Rav Parnach, Omer Rav Yochanan, Osa Shal, Lo Osu Yisrael, Es Yom Kippurim. On that year, the Klal Yisrael didn't keep Yom Kippur, because the 7 days of Mishteh overlapped. It coincided with Yom Kippur. So they were eating. They were eating on Yom Kippur. V'hayadogin v'oimim. So they were afraid. And they were worried. And they said, Shema nischaivu sonehim shel Yisrael klayat. It's a loshen sogi nohar. Maybe the enemies of the Jewish people. Right? That's a euphemism for the Klal Yisrael. Maybe we're deserving of being destroyed. Because we were chayiv karis. You ate on Yom Kippur. Yatzabasko v'omro lehem. So Basko came out. Heavenly voice came out and says to them, Kulechem mezumanim l'chay olam haba. You're all designated mezuman for chay olam haba, the world to come. My dorish. What? So how do they know? How do they get this idea that you're allowed to actually eat on Yom Kippur? So it says, Amru kal v'chomer. They made a following logical argument. Uma mishkan she'ein kedushas so kedushas olam. By the mishkan, its kedusha isn't permanent. V'korban yochid doichi Shabbos. And the individual persons, now, Rashi tells us the Korban Yochid over here, where is it? Rashi says, Shel Nesiim, right? That the Nesiim, about halfway down, that's what the Rashi tells us, right? So that was Doicha Shabbos. We know the Nesiim did bring it on, I think it was Shevet Ephraim, to Isser Skila, right? And it has a Skila on that. So Mikdash, to Kedushas HaKedushas Olam, but the Mikdash, which has even a higher level of Kedusha, the Korban Tzir, Yom Kippurim, the Onish Kareis, Lakol Shekim, so then certainly, it should for Kabonis Tzibur, that should override it, right? And Zemor says, okay, that's your Kal V'Chomer, Ela Mai HaYadogin. That sounds so good. So what are you worried about, right? You know, some of them, like the concept of Ein Onshim in Hadin, that we don't use Kal V'Chomers to learn out Kal V'Chomer, we don't learn out Kal V'Chomer to learn out punishments, Ein Onshim in Hadin, because maybe you could schlug it up. If you have a Kal V'Chomer, maybe I could disprove it. So it sounds like a good Kal V'Chomer. Gemara says, no, maybe you could disprove it. Hosam Tzarech Gavoa, because over there by the Mishkan, Yulad Michal Shabbos, because that was Tzarech Gavoa. That's for Hashem, right? You're bringing the Korbanos. Hocha, but here by the Beis HaMikdash, Tzarech Hedyot, right? That's you yourself. You're eating and you're drinking. So Hachinami me aved le'aved, right? So this was you know, maybe they should have done it mechel lo nechel vo lishte lishtu. Maybe they could bring korbanos, right? But to eat and to drink. So maybe that's why they were worried. Maybe they went a little too far. No, says the Gemara, ain simcha below achila v'shtia, that there's no concept of simcha without eating and drinking. As the Gemara says, Psachim kuf. Where is it? Kuftes, right? About Simchas Yom Tov is Basar, or that's when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's Yayin. Nowadays, okay, we try to do both. But what's the source of this? So some of the Meforshim explain, it's based upon a Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav and Zion says, V'heveisem shama olo seichem v'zivcheichem v'esmas roseichem v'es trumas yedchem. You're going to bring all these korbanos, right? You're eating from them, right? The ole is in the zvachim, they're eating. Nidreichem, nidvoseichem, v'choros, v'karchem, v'tzonchem, right? All these animals. V'yechaltem sham, you're going to eat there l'fnei Hashem elokeichem. You're going to eat there. V'samachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem, atem v'teichem, asher birakcha Hashem elokecha. So from this pasuk, these psukim, that's, someone explained, that's how they knew that there isn't a concept of simcha without eating and drinking, and therefore, that's why they did it. Okay, now, on this proof that the Lord is trying to bring, Umishkan Dodochi Shabbos Minolan. How did you know that? How do you know that you're allowed to be Doiche Shabbos? Se'ilem Midichsiv. You're going to tell me it's based on the Pasuk. Uvayom HaRishon, right, in Parshas Noso, we're talking about the Nesim, we're bringing in, Uvayom HaShavi'i, and it says on the seventh day, that's not really a good raya, because Dilma Shavi'i LeKorbonos, maybe that was not the seventh day of the week, but that's the seventh day that they actually were bringing Korbonos, meaning it could have been like the eighth day or whatever it was, but they skipped, they stopped. It was just the seventh day of Korbonos that was brought, but not necessarily the seventh day. So Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amr Kro, B'yom Ashte Osri Yom. Right, it says the 11th day, right? Ma yom kulot rotzuf af eshte osor kulon rotzufin. So just like yom is a continuous period of time, so too the Gemara learns out that the 11 days were all continuous one period of time. There wasn't a break in the middle, even for Shabbos. So again, over here there's a Ritva. The Ritva says Pirush Hanasiim, right? Like Rashi. Vade al pi hadibru osu, right? You know, this is obviously, they were told to do this. Delosagi de lav hochi af al pi she'en mefurish because of, right? They wouldn't have done this unless they were being, inspired to do this, right? So they got the sign off. Hashem said okay to this. So therefore, you can't really necessarily bring any proof from this that there's a precedent to be doing this on the other times. So Gemara says, "V'dilma yomim ru haruuyim." No, one second. Maybe when you're talking about the days, meant the days that it's roy, it's appropriate. You're allowed to bring korbanos, but it's not. I mean, even though it says 11 days consecutive, it doesn't mean 11 in a row. It just means the 11 days of availability that you could have brought. But maybe they stopped. Could one Shabbos, could be two Shabbos. They stopped in between. So Kos of Krach. Another pasuk says, "V'yom shnei maser yom." It says the 12th day. Ma yom kulu rotzuf, afshim also yom kulan ritzufin. Just like a day is continuous, so too all the 12 days were continuous. But domahachi nami, again, still yom haruuyin. Maybe it's the days that you could bring korbanos for a yachid. No, I'm going to say it can't be like that because in Cain, if it's true, trey kroy lamali. What do I need two pesukim? Tell me the 11th day and the 12th day. They're telling me the exact same thing, right? The fact that Torah uses this these words, it repeats mamash the same phrases in both psukim, it shows that everything was consecutive and then did not take a break for Shabbos. Umikdash d'doichi yom kippur minolon. So now we're asked, how do we know that when Shlomo HaMelech was building the consecrating base of Mikdash, that was d'doichi yom kippur? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, the chesed the post says arba'a osar yom, right? You're going to tell me there was 14 days. So same question. Dilma yomim haru'uyin. Maybe it just means those days that you were able to bring it out. No. Gemara yom yom mehasam. No, they learn out this, Xeris Shalva from yom yom, from over there, meaning by the basement. Just like over there, over there is by the Nesim. Just like over there, it was consecutive, we just proved. So too here, they were consecutive, and they did not take a break for Yom Kippur. Yotzeso baskov v'omr lahem, kulchem mezumonim lechaylam haba. How do you know that they got mechila for this? It's a big thing to eat on Yom Kippur. Detani tachlifa, chlifa taught. Beyom hashmini shilach es ha'am v'yavaruchu es ha'melech v'yelchu lohaleihem semeichim betubei lev al kol hatov asher osa Hashem l'David avdo l'Yisrael amo. So that's the very next pasuk. That's pasuk samach vav from this perek. So it says on the eighth day he sent everybody away. They gave a bracha to the king. They went back. They were besimcha in their tents. I was going to darshan what's the significance of each and every single one of these phrases. So it begins like this: La'ahalehim. They went back to their tents. Shalhoch lumotzu neshehem betahara. That a special occurrence happened that not a single one of their wives was a nida. They were all mutter lebala. Smeichim. They were happy. Shenehen emiziva shchina. That you see from your fascinating idea, I think of Soloveitchik and others pointed out, that the concept of simcha, you could have said smechim and they had a good sandwich to eat. No, smechim here means that they had hana'a from the shechina. That's the true definition of simcha, being lifnei Hashem. Next, in the pasuk was v'tovei lev, they had a good heart, shekol echad ve'echad nis'abra isho b'ven zohar. Each of the wives were mutter to them, and they got pregnant, and everyone had a son. Al kol hatoba, all the goodness, shiatsu baskov omel lehem, because the baskov came and said, kulchem zumanim lechayelam abo. So that's the ultimate good. That's when it says, they had a kol hatoba, the ultimate good is olam haba. And now, the pasuk said, l'david avdo l'Yisrael amo. So Bishlem Yisrael Amo, I understand that it talks about the good things that Hashem did for the Jewish people. To Achiluhu Avon Yom Kippurim, He was Meichel them for eating on Yom Kippur. El David Avdo Mahi. What's the goodness that Hashem did for David, his Eved? So Amr of Yehuda Amr Rav. B'shash B'kei Shlomo Hachnis Aron L'mikdash. Right, the time when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron into the actual Beis HaMikdash, Dov Kusha Aron Zelazes, so the in modern Hebrew, Devik is glue. They stuck together, they wouldn't move, the gates would not move, they wouldn't budge. Omer Shlomo, Esrim V'arba Renonis. He said 24 types of songs, praises, below that he wasn't answered. Pasuk Va'omer said, Se'usham Roshechem, lift up your gates, Vilonana, and he didn't answer. I mean, they still stayed closed. Kaven Sha'omar Hashem Elokim Al Toshi Pnei Meshichecha Zorch Lechazdei David Avdecha. So right, the Pesukim say, "Don't turn away from the face of your Mashiach one, your Anointed one. Remember the faithful love that David, your servant, had." Miyadnana, right? It was because he mentioned David, his father, and then he was answered. Then they opened up. Right, at that moment, the faces of the people who hated David HaMelech turned kishule kedera, like the black charred bottom of a pot. Ve'yadu'u hakol, and everybody knew shemach l'kadosh baruch hu al oiso avon, and that Hashem, it was Michael David for the avera that happened with Bathsheba, right? Because it was from David, and that was his zechus that they opened up the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Amsoy, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tanu Parshas Nedarim, Be Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So there was two people, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amsoy, right, and Rabbi Shimon. And I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. They were learning by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So there's a famous story in Shabbos Lamed Gimel about Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that he heard Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was being mevazeh the Romans for all the terrible things they were doing, and somehow through Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim the word got out, and we know the famous story that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had to go hide. At the end of the Maisa, like I think that was on the top of Lamed Dalid. After this whole thing happens, Rashbi gets out of the cave and he was saved. He finally reunites with this person, Yehuda ben Gerim, and he says he's still in this world. So Nasibah Einav and Nasil Galtzot Tzamos. The Gemara says a lashon like that he looked at him and he turned him into a pile of bones. So Rabbi Nachman Breslov has in Lakuti Maharan an interesting pshat. It doesn't say he looked at him. He beat alav. He stakel alav. Says Nasan Bo Einav. He gave him his eyes. He gave, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai gave his eyes the perception of the tzaddik he put into Yehuda ben Gerim. And Yehuda ben Gerim saw the result of his actions, of what he had caused through his repeating the words of so many years ago, what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had said. And Nasibo gal shel atzamos. So it literally means a pile of bones, but gal is like a lashon of megala, the etzem. He revealed to him the truth of what he had done. And that's it's not Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, but that's the way in Kuti Maharan speaks out this. But that's the end of the story. Here, this must be years and years beforehand, because we'll see now that they went to get a bracha for them. So let's go to the more. Iftere minai beorta. So they left Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai at night, orta's night. But Safra in the morning, hoda v'kal miftar minai. And they came back and again said goodbye to him in the morning time. Amalahu v'lav efat risu minai. Beorta, didn't you say goodbye to me last night, last evening? So Amrule Limad Tonu Rabbeinu, you taught us. Meaning, you taught us the halacha. Talmud Shenipta Mirabo V'lam Ba'osah here. If a Talmud saying goodbye to the Rebbe, and they're staying over in the following that night in the city, Tzarekli Patim Menem Pamacheres, you have to say goodbye again to him tomorrow, the next day when you leave. Shnemar B'yom Hashmini Shilach Esam V'yavarchu Esamelech. Right, that's the connection to the pasuk that we just saw that they say goodbye. V'ksiv, and it says a pasuk in Dibrei Hayomim, uveyom esrim shlosha lachodesh hashvi shilach es ha'am. Veyom hashvi is the eighth day, right? That was the 22nd day of Tishrei, but it says they sent away the next day on the 23rd. So you see the next day. So Ella Mikan, the Talmud Haniftar Mirabo, when you're saying goodbye from your Rebbe, Vilamba Oksim, you stay in the city, Tsarakli Potamimenu Pamacheres. You have to go back to him again. So they say goodbye. Again, the context, they say goodbye to Shlom HaMelech the day after Yontav on the 23rd day of Tishrei. So Amalei Livrei, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, Mistama, this was Rabbi Lazar, right? He was with him in the cave. Bnei Adam Halalu Anashim Shel Tzurahim. These people, I can tell, are interesting. He calls them, they have tsura. They have that. Zil gabaihu b'livrachucha. Go to them, they're going to give you a bracha. So what does it mean they had a tsura? So the Arvei Nachal in Parshas Vayishlach says, Yeshnam anshe chomer v'anshe tsura. Some people are connected, like the Maharal talks about physical things, chomer, some are connected to spiritual things, tsura. Hachomish toikik latonuik olam hazeh. Chumrius, physical things, has desires for pleasures of this world. Umisha koach sichlo goiver shoykel bepeles chochmo es masav oisir rotzen sichlo v'lo rotzen libo. But a person's intellect overpowers him and does the moech is sholit al haleib, and the head rules your heart. Hu nikra ish tzura. That's what's called a person of tzura, because that's the intellectually is conquering over their taivus. The Tifer Shlomo in Parshas Hazinu gives an additional explanation. He says, "Anshei tzura heim eile hashomrim al ois bris kodesh." They're people who have shmiras abris v'lo poigmim oso, and there's no pagam in it. Kilinas laila mefageles v'goremes ibur tzura. Gemara Zvachim and Ayin Zayin tells us that something being left over caused it to lose its tzura. Ubali tzura shekoichem hashpia brachos v'chol tov liyisrael. So a person who has this didn't lose their tzura, they're able to be mashpia and to give brachos to the klal Yisrael. So they go, he's told, the father tells him, go, I recognize these people are very noble, they have this tzura, go get brachos from them. So Azuv Ashkechin, who they call Rami Kroya Hadadid, he found them and they were raising a contradiction between Psukim. See, one Pasuk says, Pales Magal Raglecha, Vichod Rachecha Yikoinu, make level the path of your feet and all your ways should be established. So that implies that you have the opportunity to do more than one mitzvah, you have to make a cheshbon, which is more important. Ksiv in a different pasuk says, Orachaim pen tefales, lest you level out the path of life. So that's mashma, you have to do each mitzvah as the opportunity comes up, not considering whether or not how important it is. So lo kasha, it's not really a stira. Kan, the first pasuk is talking about the mitzvah she'ef shel asos al yedei acherim. That's a mitzvah that can be done by others. So therefore, if someone else could do it, you have to think what's more worthwhile for you to do right now, what you're going to do yourself, and what you're going to like designate and give to others. Okay, now turning over to Amud Beis, Testament Beis, Kan, but the other pasuk, mitzvah she'ifshar la'soisa al yedei acherim. That's a mitzvah that can't be done by others. Therefore, you have to, you don't make any cheshbonos about how important it is. You got to do it. Mitzvah's got to be done. Okay. Hodu yasvei v'krol miboi lehu. So now, they were another kasha. Ksiv yikara hi mipnimim v'chol chapatzecha lo yishvavo. It's more precious, it's talking about the Torah, it's more precious than any pearls, rubies, and all your desires can't be compared to her. So you see from this that any type of human desires can't be compared to the Torah. Ha, but that would imply Cheftei Shemayim Yishvula. But the Cheftei Shemayim Mitzvahs, that could be compared to her. That's one pasuk. The cost of another pasuk says, Kol Chefatzeim Lo Yishvula. Nothing is compared to him. Dafid Cheftei Shemayim Lo Yishvula. Even Mitzvahs can't be compared to the Torah. So how do they resolve it? Right? Kan the mitzvah she'ef shel asos al yedei acherim, right? The second pasuk that the mitzvah could be done by others. So in that case, even mitzvahs can't be compared to the Torah, right? So if you're oseik b'Torah right now, then you shouldn't necessarily stop and go do another mitzvah. Kan, but the first pasuk, that's the mitzvah she'ef shel asos al yedei acherim, that it can't be done by anybody else. So in that case, Talmud Torah does not win. And therefore, you'd have to interrupt your stories and go back. Now, when the Rambam brings his halacha down, he says, after you stop learning, you go back, you're chozer, and you return back to your learning. It's not like, a mitzvah opportunity came up, and now I'm done for the rest of the day. You do the mitzvah, then you return back to your learning. That's not also always quoted when they say over this halacha. Oh, fine. So now they've gone through, and they take a break from their psukim. Amrulei, so they saw them, they saw the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. My boy's halacha, what are you doing here? So Amrulehu, the Amrulei Ab, my father said, Zil gabaihu b'li baruchucha. Go to them, they'll give you a bracha. So, Amr Le, they said to him like this. Listen to this bracha that they give the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yehei Rava, may it be the will of Hashem, the Sizra below Techtzat, you're going to sow, but you're not going to reap. Te'ayah below Tepuk, you're going to bring in, but not take out. Tepuk lo Tayo, you'll take out, but you're not going to bring in. V'lichoru a base choy, house should be destroyed. V'leis of Ushpizach, and your place where you're living should be inhabited. Levalbil pesorach, and your table should become confused. V'lotechaze shatach chadaton, you won't see a new year. So this doesn't sound at first glance like such a good bracha. So why are they given such a cryptic way? So the Marashah explains that his son realized something was happening here, but it had to be done in such a coded way that really, really, they would have to go back to his own father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to explain to him what they meant, and therefore it's ki'il, like he's really giving them the bracha. Since he's explaining what the pshat was in their words, it's the bracha was coming back. It was a sign of humility on behalf of the Talmidim. They didn't feel they were roy to give the bracha. They wanted the Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, should give the bracha. So you can see it's a little bit in the words itself. When he came back to his father, Omer Leh, he said, "Lo mi baye de veruche lo berchan." They didn't give me bracha. Aval tsaure tsaron. They gave me tsar. Now again, the Mefarshim Medayek doesn't say that they cursed me. He knew it wasn't a curse, but it has a tsar from the words. A tsar, the fact that they said something, but he doesn't know what it is. So that was mitzar him. So Omer Leh, so Hashem says, "My amulach." What they say? So hachi v'hachi Omer Leh. So he repeated it back. So Amar Leh Hanach Kulhu Birchaso Ninu. Everything they told you was a bracha. Then he's darshaning what it means exactly like this. Tizra lo techetzad, that you should sow and not reap. Toli bonim v'lo yamusu. You should have sons and they won't die. Ta'ayo v'lo tepuk, right? You should bring in and not take out. Ta'ayo kalaso v'lo lemuso benach dilipkun. You should bring in brides for your sons, and your sons won't die, which means they'll leave. Tepuk v'lo te'al, toli b'noso v'lo yamusim guvraihu v'lihadru levasich. Right? I mean, you should take out and not bring in. You should have daughters, and their husbands won't die. Which means that in that case, you would have to bring your daughters back to your own ham, your own house. V'lichor v'beischa v'leisu v'ushpizoch. Right? Your house should be destroyed, and your lodging place would be inhabited. So learn it like this. It's a mashal. Hai alma ushpizach. This world is your lodging place. Vahi alma besach. And the next world, is your house, right? Yechsiv, the post says kirbam batemu la'olam. Their inner thoughts. Kirbam is their houses forever. So they say al tikre kirbam ela kivram. Don't read it as their kirbam, their thoughts. Read it as their kivram, a grave. So the way you darshan, your grave, that's your permanent home. So what are they telling? They were telling Shimon Bar Yochai's son that he should dwell in a temporary home, meaning in this world, right, he should have a long life. That's really what the bracha was. Ulevalbe pesorach, your table should become confused. Bevane uvernosa, you should have a lot of kids, a lot of sons and daughters. There'll be a lot of confusion, it'll be noisy, it'll be labedik. It'll be labedik in your house. There's a story told from Rav Moshe that he once visited a woman's home and like the house was upturned, like, you know, mess everywhere. And he said, this is what a Jewish home should look like. The woman felt so embarrassed, you know, she has the Gadol Hador coming in and her house is not tidy. He said, no, forget it. This is what it should look like. So that's the bracha. We should think about this next time, there's a big mess in the house. It's the biggest bracha to have children who are making a mess. Velo techeze shatachat chaton, you shouldn't see a new year. No, that's a reverence for Shana Rishona, a new wife. Velo tomus in tach, your wife shouldn't die. Velo tinsav intesol achriti, you'll have to take a new wife. So that's what it means. You won't have a new wife, like Shana Rishona, you won't have to. You'll live with your wife many, many happy years. Oh, okay, so now, since we're talking about brachos that are obscure, so the more continues. It says, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta ipotami nai derav. When he left the Rav, Armalei Avua, his father said to him, Zil legabe deli brachach. Go and he'll give you a bracha. Armalei, Yehei Rava delo tivayesh belo tisbayesh. My Rav's bracha was you shouldn't embarrass other peoples and you shouldn't feel embarrassed, ashamed. So also Gabi Avua, when he came back to his father, Armalei, my Armalach, what did he tell you? What bracha? He just told me, you know, mere words, right? Didn't say anything of any importance or significance. So after he had told Rav what he said, Birchach Birchaso Devarchin Kutshbrichu Yisrael, right? He gave you the bracha that Hashem gives the Jewish people. Usno bo dechsev, we learned on it, Ve'achaltem achol v'savor v'hilaltem. You'll eat, you'll be full, you'll be satisfied, you're going to praise Hashem, right? V'lo yevoshu ami la'olam, you'll never be embarrassed, my nation, v'yadatem ki v'kerev Yisrael ani, you'll know that I am amongst you, right? V'lo yevoshu ami la'olam, you should never be embarrassed. So that's the same bracha that Hashem gives the Jewish people, so that's the bracha that Rav gave. Okay. Now back to the next part of the Mishnah. Osa isha tachshiteha. A woman could do all of her like cosmetic treatments on Chol HaMoed. Tanur Banim learned in a Braisa. Eilu hen tachshitei noshim. These are examples of the types of cosmetic treatments that a woman's allowed to do. Kocheles, that's like painting her eyes. Uposeke, she could remove any type of unwanted hair. Umavira srak al paneha, she could put a type of srak, like a rouge type of a redness thing on her face. Makeup, v'ikadamri, some say, maaviras srak al paneha shel mata, she could remove using a comb on the hair on the lower part of her body on osa hamakom. Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Orachayim Tav Kuf Mem Vav. Si'if Hey, says the Mechaber. Quotes are based on our Gemara, right? They point out the Bir HaGola says over here, Ose isha kol tachshiteha b'moed, kocheles posekes, umaveres srak al paneha, b'tofeles atzma b'sid, chiyotzebo, the Gemara's going to discuss that in a minute with this type of lime, v'hu shetucha l'salka b'moed, provided it comes off on Chol HaMoed itself, umaveres se'ar mibeis ha-shechi, mibeis ha-erva, she's allowed to remove hair from the shechi is like the armpits and then the place of erva, bein biyad, bein bekli, umaveres sakin al padachto. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out over here about removing, here it is, tes zayin, maveres se'ar mi beis ha-shechi, right, she can remove the hair, aval mi rosha, but from her hair, on the top of her head, also giluach b'tis pares b'cholamoid b'isha kemo b'ish. So a woman can't get a haircut. You might have thought that she's allowed to take off this different types of hair if she can get a haircut as well. No, in this, as the Mishnah Berurah, it's the same thing as a woman and a man are equal in this halacha. In the Dirshu, he brings v'chein hevi b'shar tzion le'el b'shem magin Avraham shegezeres tis pares lo haisa ki'im b'rosh v'lo b'shar evarim. I once got a shy, we'll ask, could she shave her legs on Chol HaMoed? So you see here, Shari Varm are not included in that. It's just the head. That's the part where you cannot get a haircut. And then he quotes the next one, V'chein le'inyin gezizas tziparneha, cutting her nails, Mizbar b'divrei ha-ramah le'el simin tof kuf lamed beiz, shedin ha'isha ki'ish, that a woman and a man have the same halacha, rak b'tzorach tzivilas mitzvah, but if she's going to the mikvah, muteres ligzos, she's allowed to cut for that reason. Okay, continues now the Gemara. Debisu de Rav Chizda mekashta ba'ape kolosa. Rav Chizda's wife would put on the makeup, make herself do all these cosmetic things in the presence of her daughter-in-law. Some explain this to teach her like how to actually do this. Okay, Yosef Rav Huna bar Chinuna kaimid Rav Chizda. So Rav Huna bar Chinuna said, the only heter is for young women because that's what gives her a simcha. Aval zekena, but an old woman, lo, she can't do it. She's not allowed to. She doesn't need to. Amar le, so Rav Chizda said to him, Elokim, by Hashem, afilu imach, even your mother. Ve'afilu ima de imach, and even your mother's mother. Ve'afilu omeres al kibur, even with one foot in the grave, she could still get dressed up, cosmetics. To Amar Inshi, because the popular saying is, bas shitin ke bas shis, a woman of 60 is like a girl of six, lekal tavla rahata, they run when they hear the wedding starting, meaning everybody likes a good time, everybody likes to get dressed, and you know, to make themselves look nice, so regardless of age, it is mutter. Rabbi Huda oimer lo sasud, Mishnah said to Rabbi Huda, she can't put the lime on her skin. Tanya Yehuda Oimer Isha Lo Tosud Mipnei Shenivul Hula, makes her disgusting, makes her unpleasant. Amoyder Yehuda Besid Shechol Lekaploi B'Moed, if it's going to be able to take it off on Cholamoid she tofalto b'moid. Then she's allowed to peel it off on yoid. She'af al pi she mitzera hi achshav. Right now it's painful for her. Smeicha hi la'achir zman. But she's going to be happy afterwards when you take off this lime and now she sees the results of it. Umi islay the Rebbe Yehuda l'hai suar. Does Rebbe Yehuda really hold this logic? Vatanan, we learned it's a mission at the very beginning of Avodah Zarah. Talks about 3 days before a Goyish holiday, you're not allowed to do business with them. Because maybe they're going to think they're Avodah Zarah because they were successful. You can't lend money to them, you can't borrow from them, you can't pay back debts, you can't collect debts from them. All these things are also to do 3 days before their holiday. Rebbe Yehuda oimer, Nifroin mehen mipnei shemetzar. No, you're allowed to collect a debt back to them because that's it bothers him, it distresses him, and he has to pay you. Amru lo, so Rabbonim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, af b'shemetzar achshav. Yeah, right now he's not happy. Sameachu l'achar zman, but the goy is going to be happy afterwards because he doesn't have this debt on hand. So therefore, according to the Rabbonim, it's also you can't collect a debt from them 3 days before them, right? In this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda only is looking at the immediate Meitzar, doesn't look at the long-term benefit that's going to happen to this non-Jew. So Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, Hanach l'Hilchos Moed. No, put aside Hilchos Moed. Shekulahu Meitzar Achshav. Everything is, every malacha you do, you're distressed by it now. V'sameach l'achar zman ninhu. But you have a simcha afterwards. You're cooking, you're baking, you're cleaning. That's a lot of tirchah, that's a lot of effort. You're right. But then and you have a geshmak, and you have a delicious meal to eat afterwards. So that's the whole essence of the Yom Tov. Ravina Omer, Ravina gives different teretz. Goy le'inyin peiraon le'oilam meitzar. No, according, even within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he would say a non-Jew is always distressed after he repays the debt. But in general, even Rabbi Yehuda does hold from this account that we do look to see the long-term results. Omer Rabbi Yehuda benois Yisrael she'gia le'pirkan v'lo higia le'shanim. So let's say you had a Jewish girl who is physical mature, right? She's gone through puberty, but she's not yet that old. So she's showing signs of facial hair and other signs of developmental growth. But it's embarrassing for her because she's so young. So what do? The Aeneas, the poor girls, Typhlos Oysan Besid, you put the lime on there to remove the hair. Ashiras, the rich ones, Typhlos Oysan Besoles. They would use like a type of fine flour. Benos Molochim and the princesses, Beshem and Hamor. They would use the Shem and Hamor, like it says in Megillas Esther, Shenemar, Shisha Chadoshim, Beshem and Hamor. This fancy type of a thing. So we're asked, my Shem and Hamor, what is it? Srevuna, Barchia Omer, Setakt. Right? This is something that comes with the resin of the myrrh tree. Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, Yirmiya, Bar Ami Omer, Shemen Zayas, Shlohivish Shlish. It's a type of olive oil that hasn't had 1/3 of its growth, and there's like an acidic effect that will take away the hair. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Anpikinon, this type of Anpikinon, what is it? Shemen Zayis Shlohivish Shlish. That's a type of thing. Something comes from these unripe olives. V'lamasakin also, so why do they put it over their body? Shemeshir es hasear umeadin es habosar. It takes off the skin and it makes the. It takes off the hair. The skin stays on. It's in the backwards. The hair is taken off, but the skin looks nice. Nice. Rabibi Havale Brato, so the daughter of Rabibi, he has daughter, Tefala. He smeared this on her, aver, one limb by at a time, and it caused all of her hair to fall out, and the skin became nice and shiny. So shakuba arba meazuza. So he got such a high $400 was her dowry. The people that wanted to marry such a beautiful girl. So it was a non-Jew who lived in the neighborhood, and he also had a daughter. Mistami also wanted to do the same thing. So tofla b'chad zimna. He did it all in once. Shmeared over her whole body, umes, and she died. So Amr, so he said, Katalo Bevai Livrati. Bevai, Rabbi, killed my daughter. Amr Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Rav Bebe Deshasur Shikra, he normally drinks beer. Ba'ainan Barat Benase Tafla. His daughters need this, they have to put the shmear the stuff on because drinking beer causes your hair to grow. Anan, but we, Delo Shasinan Shikra, we don't drink beer. Lo Ba'inan Benoson Tafla. We don't need to be smeared with this, because they have very little hair, and it's fine even without this type of treatment. Okay, that takes us, mamish, to the very last word on Daf Tes. And Mr. Shem will pick it up next time with the beginning of Daf Yud.